serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confusion in Washington over the latest emails telling federal workers to describe a bullet point list of their job duties or risk being fired. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Sources tell us the Office of Personnel Management has told agencies this directive is voluntary, but the president said that if you don't respond, you will be fired or semi-fired. And in the meantime, the president is announcing the far-right podcaster Dan Bongino to be second in command at the FBI, a loyal Trump supporter. He has stoked conspiracy theories about January 6th and has been deeply critical of the FBI.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has been sitting up at the hospital where he's being treated. He's also met with the Vatican Secretary of State about possible candidates for sainthood. The 88-year-old Pope is suffering from double pneumonia in Rome. In a dramatic shift, the United States has split with its European allies at the UN by refusing to blame Russia for the invasion of Ukraine in votes on three resolutions seeking an end to the three-year war. This is ABC News. The first phase of the Gaza ceasefire is set to end on Saturday, and it's unclear what will happen next. Negotiations on a second phase to end 15 months of Israeli bombardments following the violence of October 7th have only just begun. The two sides were to have begun talks by now. You'll be paying more for your late night, your early morning breakfast if you go to Denny's, if that breakfast involves eggs.
Getting that Moons Over My Hammy or the Grand Slam will cost more. Denny's is now joining the Waffle House and announcing it will have to add a surcharge onto any meal on its menu that includes eggs. Unlike the Waffle House, which is charging 50 cents per egg, Denny's isn't making it a set price, but instead will allow variations market by market and restaurant by restaurant, saying it's trying to navigate the rapidly changing market dynamics. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Average cost for a dozen eggs nationwide, just under $5 due to the number of chickens that have had to be killed because of bird flu. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With warmer temperatures hitting the area, many counties have closed their snowmobile trails, including Marathon, Portage, Taylor, Wood, Lincoln, and Langlade. Remember, always be aware of which of your local trails are open, and always check with your local snowmobile club to find out. And even if local trails are open, remember that they may be in very rough condition, so please always reduce your speed and ride carefully. Sunday, March 16th, it's the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. This is taking place over at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut with 1 p.m. bingo and 4 p.m. booyah. Adults are $6, students are $3, and preschool is free. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, March 16th over at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut. Do you have flood insurance? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reminds us of the importance of the increasing risk and appropriate coverage needed.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding. And most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. And this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
This year's frost depth is much deeper than it was at this time last year, so that flood insurance might come more in handy than you may think. Always be aware of your coverage and what may be necessary for your area. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martholler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martholler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Even though Brazil and Argentina are continents away, their crop production this time of year matters in the marketplace for farmers here at home. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you on a Tuesday, Jacob Burks joins us. He's a partner at AgMarket.net based in Lancaster. He gives us an update on the South American crop.
Yeah, I mean, right now you got to look at, we have the cheapest corn available. Okay, so we are the export market domestically for corn now. But as they're rapidly going through harvest in Brazil, in the northern part of Brazil, they've had rainy season. It's delayed their harvest a little bit. And after they harvest that first crop, then they come right back with the Safrinha corn crop. And so you'll see the pictures. You've seen them all over the internet where the combine's drilling through harvesting soybeans and the corn planters right behind. And that's happening right now. So that availability of corn will be coming to the market, you know, pretty quick. At the end of March, we'll start seeing some of that competition for our corn.
And there you have it. Even though our grain competitors are on a different continent, their production matters here at home. Jacob Burks joining us. He's a partner at AgMarket.net. He's based out of Lancaster, but works with producers around the nation. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're dedicated to keeping you up to date on all things Wisconsin agriculture, and we're keeping an eye on the stories you like best. In case you missed it, here are some of our top downloaded stories from the past week. At number 3, we sit down with the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. They're nearing their 60th anniversary. At number 2, the Sun Prairie FFA chapter gets a unique experience advocating for ag education at the state capitol. And our most downloaded story congratulates Evan and Taylor Schroth of Fond du Lac for receiving the Groundbreaker Award from Compeer Financial. You can find all of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast page. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Brewers' spring training continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers trying out players and adding familiar faces like Mark Canna, returning with a minor league deal. He could serve as a DH or first baseman. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 12-8. On Sunday, left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby struggled in his first outing against the Rockies, coming off shoulder surgery from nearly 2 years ago.
Even though it's frustrating, frankly, everything felt pretty good. I felt a little bit of rush, maybe a little adrenaline, just getting back out there for the first time. But healthy.
College basketball, the Badgers back in action at the Kohl Center against the Washington Huskies. Greg guarded practice after Saturday's overtime loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us if it hasn't been already. We've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it. As I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 38. Tonight, chance of snow, a low around 28. Snow mixing with rain on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy and highs near 40 degrees. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-30s.
Right now, it's 32.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down
by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night. A pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Come on, she walks like a dream. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Tuesday morning. Join Emily and I at 7:10 this morning as we talk about those foods that everyone hates. We're going to see if you like them and where they rank. At 7:30, Rhonda is stopping in from the Cab Theater Group. We're going to talk about Beyond Blessed Pantry and how important that is to our area. At 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating, text those into us now, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app as well. Also, we are going to have a flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That is going from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Tune in to find out what that item is. It's going to be 50% off for 1 hour only, no code required. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Rancho Baraboo and Soul Asylum on MaxFM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Join the Baraboo Kiwanis Club on Sunday, March 2nd for their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Enjoy pancakes, sausage, and egg breakfast at the Baraboo High School. Proceeds will benefit Kiwanis' many philanthropic projects in the community. It's $7 for adults and $3 for kids. You can find all the details by visiting baraboo-kiwanis.org, and they also encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item to donate as well. Again, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast will be on Sunday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. until noon at the Baraboo High School. And the Flapjack Fun continues in Reedsburg as St. Peter's Lutheran Church will be hosting their Pancake Breakfast. This will be on that same Sunday, March 2nd from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Treat yourself to a menu of pancakes, eggs, sausage, applesauce, milk, and coffee. And again, the proceeds will go to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and School. It's $8 for adults. Children 4 to 12 eat for $4. And kids 3 and under are free. Again, that's going to be 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. on March 2nd at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. And as we march closer to spring, be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites for more details and many more great events happening around the area.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
99.7 Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. Touch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't leave. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile.
get so jaded. Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go.
Are you with Reach
no
Word Utility?
Can go.
Are you with
I know what no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning in the rain. With a ticket for a runaway train, and everything seems cut and dry. Day.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Twisted Sister on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
We got some sledding in this past.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. People Helping People is holding a Brat Fry fundraiser this Saturday, March 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHB headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. All proceeds benefit the Easter Adopt-A Family Food Distribution Program. The menu includes pulled pork, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef ranks, chips, soda, or water. Your purchase will help fund PHP's Easter Adopt-A-Fan.
Brittany Merlot has more.
Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger. Together.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Green Bay Packers reportedly submitted a proposal to the NFL to ban the short yardage tush-push play that the Philadelphia Eagles have made famous. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The play has been nearly unstoppable, and the Packers found out directly in a pair of losses to the Eagles this past season. NFL owners could vote on the proposal next month at the owners' meetings in Palm Beach. The Badgers look to bounce back from Saturday's loss to Oregon when they host Washington in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. Badgers blew a 15-point lead with 8 minutes to play against Oregon and fell in overtime. 8 p.m. the tip time tonight on Peacock. Last night in the Big Ten, Michigan knocked off Nebraska 49-46 in Lincoln. Marquette just 2-4 so far in the month of February. Tonight they host Providence in a 6 p.m. tip at Fiserv Forum. That one airs on FS1. Bucks shoot for their fifth straight win tonight when they take on the Rockets in Houston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain in the low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds in mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy, with highs in the upper 40s. Get better streaming and internet speeds. Save with Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Right now, 35. 99.7.
I was there and I saw what you did.
smile to two eyes. See, you couldn't wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord.
Michael Jackson on Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Power, power is the power. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
To
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Believe it or not, it's almost March, and there's reason to be excited. March is National Sauce Month. To celebrate, Instacart just released some data on Americans' favorite day pasta sauces. They released lists of the states that order the most and least pasta sauce, and Iowa leads the way as the most obsessed with pasta sauce. And guess what? Wisconsin is second, followed by West Virginia. California is dead last. Idaho and Maine also probably don't buy a lot of pasta sauce from the sounds of it. They also broke it down by specific cities, and the places that order the most pasta sauce are Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Columbus, and Virginia Beach. The cities that order the least are mostly in California, San Francisco, San Jose, Los Angeles, Oakland, and Miami at number five. Not everything in the report was surprising. For example, one of America's favorite sauces is the least healthy one. Overall, marinara is number one, followed by Alfredo, tomato basil, tomato garlic, plain tomato sauce, pesto, tomato and cheese, meat sauce, vodka sauce, and mushroom sauce. But Alfredo is number one in most of the South and Midwest. So, very interesting to say the least. Not surprised where we fall in Wisconsin at all. And yes, my favorite sauce is marinara sauce, of course. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Prince on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at thevioletsage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
All the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me.
James. Puts on the verge of being insane. No more, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
Gotta have faith.